Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey there, retail execs. It's 2024, and we all know the drill. Customers can find out like practically anything about a product online, you know, before they even step foot in your store. So does product knowledge even still matter for your associates? The answer might surprise you. Today, we're deep diving into a blog post from Multimedia Plus, Maximizing Sales Through Product Knowledge, to get some actionable insights for your teams.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what's interesting is that this like easy access to information has actually changed customer expectations in a way that makes product knowledge even more crucial.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What do you mean?
Okay, so think about it. In the past, a customer walked into a store needing basic facts, you know, like what is this made of? What are the specs? Now they've already done all that research. They're coming in armed with details. But what they're really looking for is context and guidance. So that's where your sales associates come in. They're no longer just dispensers of information. They're advisors, consultants, even problem solvers.
So it's less about knowing every single detail and more about understanding what actually matters to the customer. The blog post talked about this knowing the right things idea.
Right? Exactly. For example, let's say you're selling a high-tech coffee maker. The customer might be able to like recite all the technical specs, but what they really need is help navigating all those features and understanding which ones will actually benefit them. Do they entertain often? Are they focused on speed or customization? Your sales associates, armed with the right product knowledge, can ask the right questions, uncover those needs, and then guide them to the perfect model.
That makes total sense. If I'm a customer who just spent an hour researching online, I don't want to go into a store and have someone just like regurgitate all that information back to me. I want someone to help me make sense of it all and make a confident decision.
Absolutely. And the blog post really emphasized the importance of training sales associates on those key customer pain points. You know, if shoppers frequently complain about shoe durability, for example, your team should be equipped with knowledge about, you know, reinforced construction techniques and brands that are known for their longevity. This type of focused product knowledge turns a sales pitch into a problem-solving conversation.
All right, so we're shifting the focus from memorizing product specs to understanding customer needs and pain points. This is already super valuable for our retail executive listeners. But the blog post also talked about storytelling, which always kind of piques my interest. How does that fit into this whole picture?
Storytelling is huge in retail because it helps to bridge the gap between features and benefits. It creates an emotional connection that makes a product more desirable. For example, instead of simply stating that a handbag is made by Italian artisans, your associate could delve into the specific region, the family history behind the craft, or like the unique techniques that are used. Suddenly, that handbag becomes a piece of art, a heritage piece. It's not just a purchase, it's an experience.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That takes it to a whole other level. It's not just about information anymore. It's about creating a memorable experience. And I bet this applies to everyday items too, right? Not just like luxury goods.
Of course. Think about a customer who's looking at a pair of shoes. The associate could weave a story about how those shoes can like seamlessly transition from the office to a night out, highlighting both comfort and style. Suddenly, the customer is envisioning themselves wearing those shoes in all these different scenarios, feeling confident and stylish. It's not just footwear, it's a lifestyle.
It's like they're buying the story of their best selves. It's so powerful.
And when you empower your sales associates to tell these stories, you're giving them a tool to connect with customers on a deeper level. You're turning product knowledge into an art form.
I love it. So we've established that product knowledge isn't dead, it's evolved. It's about curating the right information, understanding customer needs, and using storytelling to create a truly engaging experience. But how do we translate all this into actual sales?
Well, that's where upselling and cross-selling come in. You know, when your sales associates have this deep product knowledge combined with, you know, an understanding of customer needs, they're in like a prime position to make suggestions. That genuinely enhances the customer experience.
You know, this reminds me of something I read recently about how restaurants train their servers to suggest specific wines, you know, that pair well with certain dishes. Mm-hmm. It's not about pushing more product on people. It's about elevating the whole dining experience.
That's a perfect analogy. Think of your sales associates as like sommeliers of sorts, guiding customers towards the perfect pairings. That, you know, create a more complete and satisfying experience. It might be suggesting a scarf that complements a jacket, or recommending a set of accessories that enhance a tech gadget. You know, these types of thoughtful suggestions, they really build trust, and they increase customer satisfaction.
Right. It's all about adding value, not just increasing the transaction amount. And the blog post really emphasized this point about training for conversations, not just memorization. Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Absolutely. You know, as retail executives, you're probably aware that customers can sense when someone is just reciting a script or going through the motions. But when a sales associate genuinely engages, asks thoughtful questions, and listens attentively, that's what builds rapport and creates a connection.
It's about treating each customer as an individual, not just a transaction.
Yeah.
And I bet this focus on personalized service is what really sets brick-and-mortar stores apart from online retailers.
You hit the nail on the head. In a world where information is so readily available online, the human touch becomes the differentiator. Customers crave that personal interaction, that feeling of being understood and guided by a knowledgeable expert.
So we're talking about a pretty significant shift here. It's not just about product knowledge. It's about training your team to be consultants, advisors, even stylists.
Precisely. It's about fostering a culture of learning and development within your organization, equipping your teams with the skills and knowledge they need to thrive in this new landscape.
For our listeners who are shaping the future of their retail brands, what are some tangible steps they can take to implement this kind of training? What does this actually look like in practice?
Well, there are many approaches, but one effective method is incorporating role-playing scenarios into training programs. This allows associates to practice handling challenging customer questions, weaving storytelling into their product demonstrations, and honing their consulting skills, all in a safe and controlled environment.
That's a great idea. It's one thing to read about these concepts, but actually putting them into practice in realistic scenarios is what really drives it home.
And another powerful tool is mentorship, you know, pairing newer associates with experienced team members who excel at customer interaction. This can really accelerate learning and create a sense of community within your sales force.
Mentorship is so valuable. It's about passing down those intangible skills and insights. That can't always be captured in a training manual. It's about creating that culture of continuous learning and development. But with all this talk about human interaction, we can't forget about the role of technology.
You're right. Technology shouldn't be seen as a replacement for human interaction, but rather as a tool to enhance it. You know, we have access to so much data now about our customers' preferences, their buying habits, and their online browsing behavior. And this information can be incredibly valuable in personalizing the in-store experience.
So give us some concrete examples of how this data can actually be used to personalize the customer experience.
Okay, so imagine a customer walks into your store, and based on their purchase history or their online browsing, your sales associate receives a notification suggesting specific products or promotions that might be of interest to that customer. This level of personalization can create like a wow factor, and it shows customers that you really understand their needs.
That's a fantastic example. It's about leveraging technology to make the interaction even more relevant and tailored to the individual.
Exactly. It's about blending the best of both worlds, the power of data-driven insights with the warmth and personalization of human interaction.
This has been such an insightful deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, but I wanted to leave our listeners with one final thought to ponder. If product knowledge is evolving, what are some like innovative ways that we can train our teams to not only understand the products, but also to anticipate future customer needs and trends?
That's a fantastic question to consider. I think it involves creating a culture of continuous learning, where your teams are encouraged to stay ahead of the curve by exploring emerging trends, attending industry events, and even engaging in like online forums where customers are discussing their needs and desires.
So it's about empowering them to be thought leaders in a sense, not just followers.
Exactly. And it's about providing them with the tools and resources they need to stay informed and inspired. That might mean investing in subscriptions to industry publications, creating internal knowledge sharing platforms, or even like offering incentives for completing product-related certifications.
It's about investing in your team's growth, which ultimately translates into a better experience for your customers and, of course, a healthier bottom line.
Absolutely. Remember, in today's retail landscape, your sales associates are your secret weapon. They're the ones who can bridge the gap between the digital world and the physical store, creating those personal connections that build loyalty and drive sales.
This has been such a valuable deep dive for all of our retail executive listeners out there. As you're driving back from that conference, brainstorming new strategies, or just grabbing your morning coffee, let these key takeaways sink in. Product knowledge is not just a checkbox, it's an ongoing journey of learning, adaptation, and connection.
And it's a journey that, when approached strategically, can lead to incredible rewards for your business, your team, and most importantly, your customers.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A big thank you to our expert for sharing such incredible insights today. And to all of you listening, keep innovating, keep connecting, and keep those sales floors buzzing.